I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. Holy God, the source of all light, the source of shalom in our lives, by your word you give light to the mind and soul. Pour out on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, so that our hearts and minds may be opened. We ask this in the name of your most blessed Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Now, many of you probably actually saw that musical that came from, right? The choir sang in, well, the introit that almost wasn't this morning, the same words set to a different setting. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And John, dressed in his camel hair clothes, the closest I could come to it was something that I found in my closet to hang all my garments, something that I think was made probably for Moses from Sunday school. But anyway, it has all sorts of sayings and blessings on it. But could I dress like this and go out to the corner and say, prepare ye the way of the Lord? Maybe if I was down at Young and Dundas, downtown, right? Where the street preachers gather and sing or proselytize and everybody ignores them or mostly ignore them, right? What do you think I would get for showing up like this? Especially this Sunday when we hear those words of John the Baptist, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Why did they come to follow him? Why did they come to the River Jordan? Why do we come to hear those words? And even if I were to dress like this and put this on every Sunday rather than some of this other finery, right, you'd probably think Carrie's gone a little bit off balance. Just like many probably thought John the Baptist was, because he didn't dress like the rest of them. To be dressed in camel's hair and wrap your waist with a leather belt was not the custom of the day. He did that so he could stand out. Now, yeah, I'm standing out a little bit here. But when you think about it, that's how he got his attention. One writer this week that I was reading had said, you know, if John the Baptist was here today, he'd probably be a great televangelist, bringing the message and preparing the way, making straight those paths, right, that was prophesied in Isaiah. I mean, there is the whole crux of John the Baptist. You think sometimes, you know, the ones that are shunned down at the Young Dundas Square, maybe they actually have it right. That we need to get out there and prepare the way of the Lord. It's probably because they don't fit in like the rest of us. They look a bit odd. They say unusual things. But if Hugh or I or any of the other ordained ministers in the United Church of Canada gathered at that corner, would people shun us as well as we try and bring the message to the masses? Now, it's an interesting week as this week progressed, as we look forward to the remembrance of those wonderful women that lost their lives on December the 6th, 30 years ago, at École Polytechnique in Montreal. Overshadowing that, though, was a bit of embarrassment for our own Prime Minister, who at the NATO summit at Buckingham Palace and with other world leaders decided to make fun of the President of the United States of America. It was caught on tape. Now, was that intentional? All those leaders know that there's cameras and microphones about. What was the purpose of that? It wasn't spreading the message of peace or hope or love. When we sink to someone else's level, does that make us feel better? The week is a bit of unbalance, or really off balance in many ways. As we prepare for Christmas, as we know there's so many activities that we're doing here at Kingsway Lambton, right? The lighting of the Advent candles of hope and peace, and the weeks to come of joy and love. Preparing our homes, preparing for parties, a wonderful open house this afternoon at Esther's and Reverend Hughes. 1:30 to 4. Parking's limited. And then there's the St. Nicholas Soiree and the grief service, the live nativity next Sunday, where we'll welcome those wonderful animals that help bring the story of that wonderful event, the coming of Christ, into our lives. But on this Sunday, John the Baptist says, repent. Repent, you Pharisees and Sadducees. Even though you're a child of Abraham, that does not make it right. And that's actually the message for us. Not that we may be a Pharisee or a Sadducee, but those that felt that they were righteous and above the law and didn't have to respect anything, they were also coming to him. And he wanted them to repent of their sins, of their evil ways. Now, the word repent in the Greek Bible is metanoia. And the definition of that is to change. Repent is to change, to turn towards God, to give God all honor, and no matter what we do. Metanoia, to repent. It's interesting this season, as we start to prepare for Christmas, we're asked to change our ways. Change our ways. Difficult to do, I would say. I have a hard time changing my ways. At my age, I've learned a lot of bad habits. I've also learned some not so bad habits. Hopefully, the not so bad habits outweigh those that are the bad habits. But even those, I need to listen to the words of John when he says, repent, change. Now, we don't hear in those verses why he says to change, but we know in the next section in this chapter of Matthew that Jesus actually comes and is baptized by John. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, John knew that. And he wanted people to change from their former ways to the new way. The new way of accepting Jesus as their Lord, as their Savior, as the one that will come to make all evil dispel. To make all evil dispel. And then it was December the 6th. And I turned on the CBC radio morning program called The Current. And the host, Laura Lynch, was interviewing Natalie Provost. She was an engineering student 30 years ago at École Polytechnique. She actually spoke to the shooter when he said, "You are going to die because you are feminists." And she said, "We're not feminists, we're students." And during that interview, she was actually shot 4 times by the shooter. And fortunately lived and has lived these 30 years with the scars and the pain of that day. And she said now the scars are giving her additional pain that bring back that horrible memory in Canada's history. The worst mass shooting we've had on Canadian soil. And 30 years later, the gun that that man took into that room, you can still go into a gun shop if you so have that proclivity and purchase that high power weapon. Shame on Canada. Shame on all of us. Shame on our lawmakers for allowing that to happen. Shame on me for not taking my politician to task over that. That is the repentance that John is talking about to you and to me today, to speak up, to make changes in our society for those that are oppressed or marginalized. The aggression against women, the violence against women and girls, the increased violence against our LGBTQ+ community. There's a rise in that violence. There's a rise in the violence against refugees. John calls us to repent, to change our ways. And that's a difficult task, friends. It's as difficult for me and you, all of us together, to change. But we know that God's grace is with us to make those changes. God's grace came in the form of that tiny baby that we will celebrate so wonderfully here at the 10:30 service on the 24th. We know about the Prince of Peace coming for us. We know the Counselor, the wonderful Counselor, King of Kings. That Prince of Peace, born for you and for me, to show us the way on how to make those changes, as John has said, to repent. Christ comes for you and me to show us the way, to speak up when we need to speak up, to have the strength of our convictions through our faith, through our prayers, through our actions. So we can do the work of God in our world. You think about it. Isn't that what we're called to do, even as we get ready to celebrate the coming of the Christ child this Christmas? To change who we are, no matter how old we are or how young, how we can speak up, how we can do things differently as we go from this place, as we go to our parties of celebration and reverie and wishing each other good cheer. Know that God's grace is with you, is with me, as we do all those things. As Natalie Provost said on December 6, 30 years ago, the light went out of my life that day. And although she did go into a career of engineering, she also has become a voice speaking out for gun control. A number of the young women that were at the engineering faculty and survived that horrific event also have gotten into advocacy work for gun control to promote why do we need these high power, rapid fire weapons. What hunter needs that? Something to think about when we hear repent. We're a little bit off balance in our society today, where we allow the lobbies for the gun registry and so forth to be louder than the voice of peace. We're definitely off balance. We need to bring balance in. And we can only do that, friends, through embracing the love of Jesus who came for us. And by his example, we can go and make a difference. Make straight those paths for everyone. The kingdom that is here today for you and me. Let us embrace God's grace this year. And repent. Change. Go a different way. For the peace of humanity, for the peace of our hearts, for the peace that has been given to us through the greatest gift that we celebrate on December 25th. Thanks be to God. Amen.